Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Yud Zayin, five lines from the top of Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. Yesterday we ended off with a brisa that stated, Minayin Lebereach Shechayiv Lahashlim, that how do we know that if an Eved Ivri ran away from his Odin, that he must make up any time they lost, Talmud Loima Sheish Shanim Yaveid, that the Torah teaches us that he must work for a complete 6 years. And the brisa continued, Yochal Afilu Chola, you may think that even if he was sick for the full 6 years and he didn't work at all, that he would not go out free and he has to work to complete 6 years. Talmud Loima Veshviya Seitzei, the Torah teaches us that in the 7th year he will go out even if it didn't work at all. The Gemara now begins on Mamar that we just stated in the Braisa, Yochal Afilu Chola, you may think that if the Eved was sick for 6 years, that he would not go out free until he works for 6 years. Tamalim of Shvius Yetze Afilu Chola Kol Sheish, that even if the Eved was sick for the complete 6 years, he would not have to make up that time and he would go out after 6 years. The Gemara asks the Stira about Tanya that we learned in the Braisa, Chola Sholish, if the Eved was sick for 3 years, but Ovid Sholish, and he worked for 3 years, Ein Chai Lashlim, then he doesn't have to make up any lost time. However, Chol Kol Sheish Chayav Hashlim, if he was sick for the complete 6 years, then he has to make up that time. Our Brice has just stated that Filo Chol Kol Sheish, that he does not have to make up that time and he would go out after 6 years. And now the Brice teaches us that Chol Kol Sheish Chayav Hashlim. And the Gemara answers, Amar of Sheishis, but Isa Maisa Machat, that the first Brice that stated that even if he was sick for 6 years, he does not have to make up that time. That is specifically discussing a case where the Eved Ivri was not able to work at his full capacity, but he still was able to sew for the Odin. And since he did some work, therefore he would go out after 6 years. However, when the second brisa stated Chol Kol Sheish Chayav Lashlim, that was talking about an Eved Ivri that was so sick that he couldn't do any work and he couldn't even sew for Odin. And since he didn't do any work for all 6 years, therefore he must make up that time. The Gemara continues Hagufa Kasha that Lachayr is a stereo between the Reisha and the Sefer of the second brisa. As Amrit in the Reisha of the brisa we stated Chol Sholish for Ovid Sholish Ein Chayav Lashlim. When Eved Ivri was sick for 3 years and he didn't do any work, however he worked for the Odin for 3 years, then he doesn't have to make up the time. It's Mashmaha Abo Chayv Lashlim, but if he was sick for more than 3 years and he was sick for 4 years, then he would have to make up all the time and he'd have to work for the Odin for another 4 years. And Ema Seifa, let us see the Seifa, the same Raisa, Chol Kol Sheish Chayv Lashlim, that if the Eved was sick for a complete 6 years, then he must make up the time. However, Hodalid in Chayv Lashlim, the Mashmais is that if he would only be sick for 4 years, he would not have to make up that time. And Lacharit is a stereo between the Rashi and the Seifa. And the Gemara answers, Hachikama, that the Seifa means to say as follows, Chol Hodalid, once the Eved Ivri is sick for over 3 years and he's sick for 4 years, Nasa Kamisha Chol Kol Sheish V'Chayiv L'Hashlim, then we consider it as if he did nothing and he didn't work for all 6 years and therefore he has to make up the time. And before continuing with the Gemara, let's just start with Hakdama. As we have mentioned previously, the Torah teaches us that when the Eved Ivri goes out free from the Odin, then the Odin should give him Hanukka and should give him presents. And the Pasuk teaches us in Pasuk A, V'chitza Shalchenu Chofshi Me'imach Lo'itza Shalchenu Reikam. And the next Pasuk teaches us, Hanak Tanak Lo'i Mitzayinchum Yigornchum Yikvecha Shibaracha Hashem Alkecha Titen Lo'i. Gemara will now bring a 3-way machlekes as to the share of Hanukkah. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Kam Manikin Loi, how much do you give as Hanukkah to an Eved Ivri? The first sheet of the Braisa is Chamish Loim Mikol Menumin Shein Chamish Esh Loim De Ramea. Ramea teaches us that since the pasuk tells us to give presents from Tzeincha and Garncha and Miyikvecha, therefore you have to give 5 Sloim from each one, which is a total of 15 Sloim. Rabbi Huda Imesh Leishim Kishleishim Shlavet. Rabbi Huda tells us that just like the Torah teaches us that if an Eved Kanani is killed by a Sharmud, then the Bala Shar has to pay 30 shekel to the owner of the Eved. So over here also, when the Eved Ivri goes free, Odin must give the Eved Ivri Shleishim Shekel as his Hanukkah. And Rabbi Shimon says, Chamishim Chamishim Shebarachin, when an Eved Ivri goes free, the Odin has to give him 50 shekel, which is based on the 50 shekel that is given B'negei Erechin. As we know, if someone says Erech Yilai, or someone says Erech Plony Yilai, Torah sets a set price for every single person as to how much you have to give to the Beis HaMikdash based on saying Erech Plony Yilai. And the largest amount possible to give B'negei Erechin is if someone says Erech Yilai or Erech Plony Yilai regarding a male that's between the ages of 20 and 60. As the Gemara will teach us, the Rabbi Shimon learned the din of Hanukkah from Erechin, and therefore he says that since Erechin is 50 shekel, therefore Hanukkah is also 50 shekel. And the Gemara will now go through this braisa in detail. Amma, we just learned Chamish Shloim Mikol Menumin Shem Chamish Esh Shloim Divrei Rameya. And the Gemara asks, Rameya Minyana Asla Shminan, why would Rameya have to count for us and give us the total and say that if you take 5 Shloim from each minute the Torah mentions B'negei Hanukkah, which is of course Tzeincha and Garncha Mikvecha, so L'chira, of course we know that's 15 shekel, and why would Rameya have to give us a grand total? And the Gemara answers, Hakamashman Mitzud Loi Mitzulam Ha Minyana. The Rameya is teaching us that you can't give less than 50 shekel. However, if someone gives 10 shekel, for example, from Tzoyin, and then he gives 2 shekel from Gurin and 3 shekel from Yekev, he was still Yoitza his Chiyav of Hanukkah, because ultimately he gave the Eved Ivri 15 shekel. The Hashmais is that even though Ramei is not makpid, they have to give 5 shekel from each min, but it clearly seems from the Gemara that at least you have to give something from each individual min. And the Gemara continues, my time in Ramea, so what is Pshat Ramea? That the din is they have to give 5 shekel from each of the minim. And the Gemara explains, Yalef Rekam Rekam Mibachar, he learns Xer Shava from the words Rekam that it says Binagei Hanukkah, and the word Rekam that it says regarding a Bechar, as Binagei Hanukkah, the Pasuk stated, Besichi Shachinam Chavshi Meimach, Lish Shachinam Rekam, and then Binagei Bechar, the Pasuk says, Upet Hama Tifta Beseh, Vim Loy Sifta Varaftai, Kal Bechar Benecha Tifta, Vilo Yero Ponei Rekam. And May explains that Malalon Chomish Leim, Afkam Chomish Leim, just like Binagei Bechar, the way to be paid a Bechar is with 5 slaim, therefore Binagei Hanukkah, you also have to have 5 slaim from each individual min. And the Gemara continues, in Esan Rameo, Veim Chomish Leim Mikulu, maybe all you need is 5 slime from all of the minim combined, and there's no requirement to have 15 slime. On that, the Gemara says, Iksiv Rekam Mubesev Kidakamrit, if the Torah would have stated, Hanak Tanakle Mitzaychom Yigarnchom Yikvecha, Volech Shachan Rekam, the Torah would have mentioned the word Rekam at the end of the Pasuk, we would then say that in Chanami, all you are required to give is 5 slime as a total for Hanukkah. Remember, Hashad Iksiv Rekam Beresha, but now that it said the Lashon Rekam in the first Pasuk, the Shadi Rekam Atzain, Rekam Agoyan, Rekam Ayakav, so the Torah is telling you that Volech Shachan Rekam, that in all cases you should not send them out empty-handed, and the Torah is teaching us that the Odin should not send them out empty-handed from sheep, and not empty-handed from grain, and not empty-handed from wine. And since, as we just proved from the Gzeirah Shavah, that the term Rekam refers to 5 slime, therefore the Eved Ivri has to receive a total of 15 slime, which is 5 slime from each min. And the Gemara continues and asks that even though it's true that at the end of the Pasha of Bechar, the Pasuk states, V'leiro Panei Rekam, but the Maisa we know that the words V'leiro Panei Rekam is really referring to the Ilusriya that a person brings when they go to be Oile Regal. Therefore, the Gemara is, V'nelef Rekam Rekam Ilusriya, the Lachar we should learn the word Rekam that it says B'negei Anoka, as it states, Leisha Shachan Rekam, from the word Rekam that it says V'leiro Panei Rekam, and that's referring to an Ilusriya. As Rashi says, the minimum required for an Ilusriya is Shtei Kesef, and you don't need 5 slayim. Therefore, how does Ramei know that he have to give to an Eved Ivri 5 slayim from each of these minim? If Lachar we should be able to learn that he should be able to give 2 mar Kesef for each of these minim for a total of 6 mar Kesef. The Gemara answers, Omakra Hashem Varecha Hashem Lekecha, that since the Pasuk B'negei Hanukkah states, you should give Mitzoyncha Migornchu Mikvecha Hashem Varecha Hashem Lekecha. Therefore, as Rashi teaches us, Lamedcha comes to teach us, Tidrash HaMikra L'Rabbis V'Lenu Mayit, that we should learn this Pasuk in order to be Marbo and to increase the amount of Hanukkah and not to minimize the amount of Hanukkah. Since it's clear to us, the coin to Rameyah, that he learns Xer Shav of Rekam Rekam, and the only question is the Pasuk of Leiro Panei Rekam referring to the Chomish Sloyim of Bechar, or are we learning it from the Eilis Riya, and it would be 2 mar Kesef. Since the Pasuk tells us that we should be generous, as the Pasuk says, Asher Biracha Hashem Lekecha Titen Loi, therefore, you have to go with the higher amount and not the lower amount. And the Gemara continues to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda stated, Shleishim Kishleishim Shel Eved, that the din of Hanukkah is 30 shekel, just like the 30 shekel that a person pays when his Shar Muad kills an Eved Knani. And the Gemara states, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, so what is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara explains, Ya'alf Nesina, Nesina Me'Eved, that he learns the word Nesina as a Gzeirah Shavah from the word Nesina that says by Eved. So B'negei Hanukkah, the Pasuk says, Hanuk Tanuk Le Mitzayinch Migarnch Mikvecha, Asher Brecha Hashem Lekecha Titen Loi, so you use the Lashon of Nesina, and B'negei the Din of Eved Knani, the Pasuk says, Im Eved Yigach Hashar, Oy Omo, Kesef Shleishim Shkolim, Yiten La'adayna, Bashar Yisokel. And since both B'negei the Din of Hanukkah and B'negei Shleishim Shel Eved, the Pasuk use the Lashon of Yiten or Titen, and Rabbi Yehuda had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim to learn Gzeirah Shavah based on these words, and Malalon Shleishim Afkan Shleishim. And just like B'negei the Eved Knani, the din is that the Baal HaShar has to pay 30 shekel, therefore B'negei Hanukkah, there is also a din that he has to give 30 shekel. The Gemara is that L'chir Rabbi Yehuda had a Kabbalah that he learned the word Nesina from each other in Gzeirah Shavah, and why did he learn that the Gzeirah Shavah is from the Nesina from Eved, B'nelef Nesina Nesina Me'echen? L'chir he should have learned that the Gzeirah Shavah is based on the Nesina that says B'negei Hanukkah, and the Nesina that says B'negei Erchen, as the Pasuk says by Erchen, V'chishev Le'akrenes Michsa Se'echa at Shnasi Yevol, V'nosan Es'echa Bayoymahu Kodesh L'Hashem, and since it says in the Sina B'negei Erchen, and it says in the Sina B'negei Hanukkah, so we should learn out Ma'alalon Chamishim Afkan Chamishim, just like B'negei Erchen, the maximum amount that you pay for Erchen is 50 shekel, therefore B'negei Hanukkah, you should have to pay 50 shekel. Even though the Gemara beforehand answered Asher Berecha Hashem Lekecha, and therefore you go with a higher amount, however over here the Shaila is not as to what to learn from a specific Pasuk. The question is which Pasuk would you learn from? Should we learn from the Nesina B'negei Eved and therefore 30 shekel, or should we learn the Nesina by Erchen and therefore it would be 50 shekel? And therefore the Gemara answers, Chodesh Tefasta Mu'ah B'loy Tefasta, Tefasta Mu'ah Tefasta. We have a general shayla as to what the limud should be. Should it be for a larger amount or a smaller amount? We always go to the smaller amount, as that is all that we could bring a raya to. Since we're trying to learn what the din is, b'negei hanokav and eved ivri, therefore, of course, it's better to learn from the din of eved kanani, where it says lashon hasina, than to learn from erchin, which has nothing to do with avdus. And the gemara continues, Rav Shimon Eimer chamishim chamishim sheva erchin. Rav Shimon held that the din of hanokav is a minimum of 50 shekel, just like the 50 shekel that is paid for the maximum amount that a person pays b'negei erchin when he says erchi elai or erch pleni elai by a male that's between 20 and 60 years old. And the gemara asks, my time with Rav Shimon, what is the reasoning behind Rav Shimon? The Gemara explains, Gaman and Sina Nesina Me'achin. Rav Shimon actually had a Kabbalah that he will learn in the word Nesina that says B'negeya Hanoka from the word Nesina that says B'negeya Erchin, and Malalal Chamishim, Afkan Chamishim. Just like B'negeya Erchin, the maximum amount they have to pay is 50 shekel. Therefore, over here, B'negeya Hanoka, the minimum amount of Hanoka they have to give to an Eved Ivri is 50 shekel. The Gemara now asks, maybe you want to learn based on Xeya Shalva from Erchin, but why don't we learn from the smallest amount that we find by Erchin, which is when someone says, Erch Pleni Elai, and he's talking about a young girl that's between 30 days old and 5 years old, and in that case, all you have to pay is 3 seller, and therefore the amount of Hanukkah should be 3 seller instead of 50 shekel. Once again, the Gemara answers that since in this case we know that we're going to have a Gzeir Shava between the Sina and the Sina, and we're going to learn from Erchin, now it is only a question, should we go to the highest amount of Erchin or to the lowest amount of Erchin? So then the Gemara explains, Asher Berach Hashem Al Kachaksiv, that the Torah tells you, you should be generous with the Eved Ivri, and therefore we go for the highest amount, and you have to give a minimum of 50 shekel to an Eved Ivri as his Hanukkah. And the Gemara continues, V'neil from the Nesina Nesinim Eved, then how does Rav Shimon know that the Gzeir Shava should be from the Nesina that states by the Ger Erchin? Maybe you should learn from the Nesina that states by Eved, and Malon Lon Shleshim, Afkan Shleshim. And just like over there, it's 30 shekel, so over here it shouldn't be 50 shekel, and instead it should be 30 shekel. The Gemara actually continues and strengthens this question, that Chodot is Fasta Rubalay to Fasta. First of all, when we have a Shaila, if you should compare it to Erchin, or if you should compare Hanukkah to the din of Eved Knani that is shtois by a shar muad, so we have the klal that the faster we will light the faster, and therefore we should go based on Eved. And also, as we said before, that it's better to learn the din of Hanukkah by an Eved Ivri from the din of Eved Knani. Why would Rav Shimon learn Xer Shava of Nesina Nesina from Erchin if he could learn Nesina Nesina from Eved Knani? And the Gemara answers, Rav Shimon, Micha Micha Gama, Enechanami, Rav Shimon did not have a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim to learn Nesina Nesina, and Rav Shimon only had a Kabbalah to learn the words Micha from each other, and it states Micha b'negei the din of Hanukkah. The pasuk states b'negei an Eved Ivri v'chiyam chachicha imach v'nim kalach leisav be'avodas aved, and b'negei erchin the pasuk says v'machu me'echa v'midol fnei akoyin v'herchayis akoyin al pi asher tasek gad anoida yaruchenu akoyin. Therefore, Rav Shimon teaches us malalon chamishim, just like b'negei erchin, the maximum amount to pay for erchin is 50 shekel. Afkan chamishim, also b'negei Hanukkah, you have to give a minimum of 50 shekel to an Eved Ivri for Hanukkah. And the Gemara continues that Bishleim l'Rameyu, quote Rameyu, who said that you have to give for Hanukkah chamish shloim mikol minu min shein chamish esri shloim, and you have to give 5 shekel from tzayin goyin and yekev. That's why the Torah had to tell us you have to give 5 min from tzayin goyin and yekev. El Rabbi Yehuda Rab Shimon hay tzayin goyin v'yekev lomli, according to Rabbi Yehuda Rab Shimon, they learned out the din of Hanukkah either from Erchin or from the din of Eved Knani. So l'chayr, why did the pasuk have to tell us tzayin goyin and yekev? And the Gemara answers hay mebaylu l'chadatanya, they required it for the following brisa, as the brisa says yachloyu menikin el mitzayin goyin v'yekev. One may think that the only way to be yotze the chiv of Hanukkah is if you give from tzayin goyin and yekev. Minayin l'rabbis kol dova, how do you know that you're going to be yotze Hanukkah if you give from any type of product? Tamalim asher bracha Hashem alkecha. So the Torah tells us that anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu bench you with, and the Gemara asks, im kei matam l'leim tzayin goyin v'yekev. So if there's no specific requirement to give tzayin goyin v'yekev, so why did the Torah mention tzayin goyin v'yekev? And the Brisa teaches us l'leim l'cha. This comes to teach you mat tzayin goyin v'yekev yichodim sheyeshlim l'cha bracha, that just like tzayin goyin v'yekev are similar to each other, that they all increase, and as Rashi says, tzayin parav rava, a tzayin gives birth to other children, v'chein gedul l'kaka, and grains and wine also produce other grains and wine. Af kol sheyeshlim l'cha bracha, therefore anything that you're going to give for Hanukkah has to be something that can increase. The Brisa continues, yatzuk sofen divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds this comes to exclude any money or any cash, as that does not increase by itself. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov may yatzuk prodes. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov tells us that the Torah is teaching you the Odin cannot give a mule to the Eved Ivri as Hanukkah, since a mule does not procreate. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon prodes mishapkun begufayu. Rav Shimon only says that we exclude cash, but an Odin can give a mule as Hanukkah, because even though a mule itself can't procreate, but the mule itself will get bigger as it grows older and it will become stronger, and therefore that something is considered b'chlal bracha. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who argues on Rav Shimon, Shimon, he holds that Ksafim of Bu Iska, although the Torah is excluding a mule and you can't give a mule as Hanukka, however, you can't give Kesef as Hanukka, and the reason is because it's considered B'chlal Bracha. The whole purpose of cash is to go and do business. By transacting business, of course, you'll increase your cash, and therefore it's considered B'chlal Bracha, and you could give Kesef for Hanukka. We learned Agamara based on our Gears of Agamara. However, Taisis on Daf Yudayim base, he brings down that some are not Gerus, the last line of the Gemara, of Rabbi Lezben Yaakov, Ksafim of Bu Iska, and Lefizah will come out that even though Rabbi Shimon is arguing on Rabbi Lezben Yaakov, however, Rabbi Lezben Yaakov agrees with Rabbi Shimon. He agrees that number one, a person can't give Kesef to his Eved Ivri as Hanukka, but he's also adding on to the words of Rabbi Shimon, and he holds that a person can't give a mule to his Eved Ivri as Hanukka either. The Gemara continues that Lemaisa the Terry states, Lashon Tzayin Goyen Yaakov, and why does it have to say all three Lashonis? And the Gemara says, B'tzricha, we need all three Lashonis, the Ikas Rachman Tzayin, if the Terry would have only told us that you could give Hanukka from Tzayin, have a mean of Balchayim in Gedula Kakaloi, then we would think you could only give Hanukka from a Balchay, but not from something which is Gedula Kaka, because Rachman Goyen, therefore the Terry had to tell us that you could give from your grain as well, which is Gedula Kaka, because of Goyen, if we'd only say Goyen, have a mean of Gedula Kaka in Balchayim Loi, then we would think that Hanukka has to be from Gedula Kaka, and Balchayim would not work for Hanukka, because Rachman Tzayin, and that's why the Terry has to say Tzayin, and therefore we see why we need to say Tzayin and Goyen, and the Gemara continues, Yaakov Lomli, but why do we have to say Yaakov if Lachur, that is Gedula Kaka, and Lachur was the Chiddush that Yaakov is teaching us? We continue on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara answers, Lamar Mutte Ksafim, Lamar Mutte Prades. If the Torah would not have said the word Mikvecha, though as Rashi said, one may have thought that since the Torah says Asher Buracha, that would be a Ribuy, the Ribuy Akol, and it would be Mabba anything. The Kivin this Rabbi Gedula Kaka Balachayim, and since the Torah said that Yelad give Gedula Kaka and Balachayim, Hachinam Ksafim, we would think that Kesef would also be a valid item to give Fanaka. Therefore, the Torah added the extra word of Mikvecha to teach us that there is an exclusion, and according to Rabbi Shimon, we would exclude that a person cannot give Kesef as Hanukka, and according to Rabbi Lezben Yaakov, the Pasuk is coming to teach you that you can't give a mule as Hanukka. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that since the Pasuk B'negei Hanukka states, Asher Biracha Hashem Elokecha, Yochel Nisparach Bayis Begloli Manikin Loi, maybe the only time that you have to give Hanukka is only if the Bayis increased in value because of the Eved. Lein Nisparach Bayis Begloli, however, there was not Bracha in the home, and the home did not do better because of this Eved, maybe there would not be a din of Hanukka. Therefore, the Torah used a double lashon of Hanuk Tanik in order to tell us that in all cases you have to give Hanukka. And the Gemara asks, so if so, why did the Torah say that it's because he was misbarach to the house and the house increased in value based on this Eved? And the Gemara answers, the Torah is telling you that no matter what the status is of the person's income and the value of this Eved, he has to give a minimum amount of Hanukka, either a total of 15 shekel like Remeya taught us, or 30 shekel like Rabbi Huda taught us, or 50 shekel like Rabbi Shimon taught us. However, the Torah is teaching you that this is a minimum, and if the household was misbarach because of this Eved Ivri, you should make sure to give him a lot more Hanukka, and you should show Hakaras HaTayv towards this Eved Ivri. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Lezben Azayah Ima, Devarim Kechsovan. However, Rabbi Lezben Azayah says that we learned the Pesachim exactly the way it states, Nisbarach Bayis Beglolay Manikolay, Len Nisbarach Bayis Beglolay Emanikolay, that the only time that the Zechiv of Hanukka is only if the house increased in value and had bracha because of the Eved Ivri. However, if the house did not increase in value, then you would not have to give Hanukka. And the Gemara asks, Im Kei Matam Loi Mahanik Tanik, then Lecher according to Rabbi Lezben Azayah, why did the Torah use the double Lashon? And the Gemara answers, Dibre Torah K'Lashon Bnei Adam, that the Torah speaks in a similar manner and a similar fashion to the way people speak. And since people use a double Lashon, therefore the Torah used a double Lashon, but it's not coming to teach us anything specific. And the Ritva points out, although from our Gemara it seems that Rabbi Lezben Azayah is the Manda Omah that states that Dibre Torah K'Lashon Bnei Adam, however, Zakhtar Ritva, generally when the Torah brings a double Lashon, we would generally dash in that as long as it's not going against something which is specific in the Pasuk. But since B'negei Hanukka, the Torah seems to tell us that if a person is misbarach because of the Eved Ivri, then he should give Hanukka. If the bias is not misbarach because of the Eved Ivri, then he doesn't have to give Hanukka. Therefore, if we'd actually learn something from the double Lashon of Hanuk Tanik, it would be going against the actual Pasuk. In this case, we say that it's Dibre Torah K'Lashon Bnei Adam, Ayin B'Ritva. And before we continue, let's point out that we already mentioned by a standard case of an Eved Ivri that if the Adin dies and he leaves over a son, then the Eved Ivri would have to work for his son. However, if the Adin dies and he didn't leave over a son, even though he left over a daughter or a brother, then they would not be Yarshin to Eved Ivri, and the Eved Ivri would go out free. However, by an Eved Ivri that already was a Nirza, or by an Amavriya, the din is that if the Adin dies, then the Amavriya or the Nirza would go out completely free. Even if the Adin died and he left over a son, the Amavriya or the Eved Ivri that was a Nirza would not have to work for the son either. The Gemara begins and makes this distinction that we just mentioned. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Eved Ivri, Eved Saben, Be'ina Eved Abbas, if there's an Eved Ivri who is odd and dies, then the Eved Ivri would work for the son and he would not work for a daughter. However, Amavriya, in Avedis Leisa Ben Leisa Bas, and Amavriya, who's odd and dies, she would go out free and she would not work for a son or for a daughter. Hanetza, Hanim Kalevichavim, and similarly, Ben Again Netza, or an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy, in Avid Leisa Ben Leisa Bas, if there's Mises odd and they would go out free and they would not work for a son or for a daughter. And Rashi explains, Eved Ivri Avidis Ben, and Mes Adainov, if the odd and dies, Avidis Benoy Abdelashesh, then he would continue working for the son until it's a full 6 years. Or if Yovel comes in between the 6 years, then the Eved Ivri would go out by Yovel. And Rashi continues, Ve'ina Eved Sabas, however, the Eved Ivri would not work for a daughter in Me'inle Ben if the Adin died and didn't have a son and only had a daughter, so the daughter would not Yashin to Eved Ivri. And the Gemara continues, Omamah, we just mentioned Eved Ivri, Eved Saben, Ve'ina Eved Sabas, and the Gemara asks, Menani Mili, how do we notice? The Tana Rabbanan, as we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says in Re'e, Va'avotcha Sheishanim, and since the Pasuk didn't say Va'avot Sheishanim, and says Va'avotcha Sheishanim, so we learn out that Eved only works L'cha V'loy L'yayish and not for a Yayish, and the Gemara is referring to a Yayish as a daughter or a brother. However, the Eved would still work for the son. And the Gemara continues and goes through the Shaila, Ata'im L'cha V'loy L'yayish, do you say that Yidash from here that Eved Ivri only works for the Adin or for his son and not for a daughter or for a brother? Or maybe the Torah is telling you that the Eved would only work for the Adin and not for the son either. And the Braisa continues and brings a Raya, Kishu'aymer, that since the Pasuk and Mishpatim, the Torah stays, Sheishanim Yavoid, that the Eved Ivri should work for 6 years, and over there it doesn't say Yavodcha, and it says Yavoid, that he should work. So it's mashma that the Eved doesn't only work for the Adin, the Eved has to work generally, and even if the Adin dies, he would still have to work for the Yerush, which of course refers to a son. Therefore, if we see that the Eved has to work for Yerush, Hamani Mekayim Vavodcha Sheishanim, so when the Pasuk in Pashas A states that he has to work for you for 6 years, it must be that the Torah is teaching you L'cha V'loy L'Yerush, that the Eved Ivri has to work for the Adin, or for his son, and not for a Yerush, and not for his daughter, or for his brother. And the Gemara continues, Ma Rois L'Rabbis Aben L'Hoitzach, why is it that now that we have competing drushes, that we're going to be Marba's son, and Eved Ivri would work for the son of the Adin, but Eved Ivri would not work for the brother of the Adin if the Adin died? If L'Chayr, maybe we should say the opposite, that Eved Ivri should work for the brother, but should not work for a son. The Gemara explains, Ma Ben Yisaben, she can come Takas Avel L'Yadol U'Steachuzah, that we're Marba's son, because a son is replacement for his father, B'negei Yud, as we know, if a man buys an Amariah, that he could do Yudtar, and if he doesn't do Yudtar, he could give her over to his son, even though this son didn't give Kesef Kedushin to the Amariah, the son could still rely on the father's Kesef that he gave to the Amariah in order to acquire her, and that will be the son's Kesef Kedushin, and therefore we see that the son is a complete replacement for his father. Similarly, we know that if a man sells a Steachuzah, and then someone is paid it, and goes and buys it from Hegdish, so the din is that when Yovel comes, this Sada does not go back to the original owner, but it goes to the Kayanim. Even so, if his son goes and is pointed to the field that his father gave to Hegdish, then is that even when Yovel comes, the Sada does not go to the Kayanim, and the Sada stays by the son. These dinim are specifically relevant to a son. However, the dinim would not be the same b'negei a brother. And for example, if Reuven is Makdish a Sada, and then his brother Shimon is pointed to the Sada from Hegdish, the din is that at Yovel, the Sada would go to the Kayanim and would not stay by Shimon. In addition, if Reuven buys an Amaria, Reuven's brother Shimon cannot perform Yid with his Amaria. Gemara continues, and yes, Adraba L'chir, let's say Pumfakat, Ma'abedin Se'ach, she can come Tachas Achav L'Yibam, the L'chir, brother should be stronger than son, because ultimately, if Reuven dies without having any children, then the din would be that his brother Shimon will be able to do Yibam, and of course the son can't do Yibam. Therefore, we're back to the original question, how do we know that if Adin dies, that if he has a son, then the Eved Ivri continues working for the son, but if he has a brother, that the Eved does not continue working for the brother, as maybe we should say Pumfakat. And the Gemara answers that your Milo that you mentioned, B'negei a brother, that he's able to go and become Tachas Achav L'Yibam, is actually not a Milo B'negei a brother, comparing it to the Milo of a son. As the Gemara explains, that Klum Yesh Yibam El B'makun Shein Ben, Hayesh Ben Ein Yibam, as although it's true that Shimon can go and marry Reuven's wife and do Yibam with Reuven's wife when Reuven didn't have children, but that of course that is only because Reuven didn't have children. But if Reuven would have had children, then certainly the child will now cause that Shimon will not be able to go and marry his brother's wife, as she will remain Eshesach Shalai B'makam Mitzvah, and actually Fakert, we see that a child is even stronger than a brother, and therefore, when pertaining to Mises HaAdin, then when an Adin dies, if there's a son, then the Eved Ivri will continue to work for the son. However, if an Adin died and left over a brother and did not leave over a son, then the Eved Ivri would not continue working for the brother, and he would go out free. The Gemara continues, Al Taimed Ikha Pecha, that the reason why you said a son is greater than a brother is because of the Pircha that we just mentioned, Halavachi Ach Adif, without this pircha, then we would think that a brother is greater than a son, but l'chayr that can't be, as but typically, the hachatati v'hachachoda, the l'maisa b'negei a son, we mentioned two milas that a son has over a brother, as he's come takas of liyadu l'stei achuza, and even if we didn't learn this pircha, we only have one mile of a brother over a son, shekin come takas achav liyibam. Our answer is that we couldn't answer the hachatati v'hachachoda, as stei achuza nami meher pircha, who the kanafkale l'tano, that the only way that Tana actually knows that b'negei a stei achuza, that when the Torah states that if a specific relative of the Makdish goes and is pointed to the field, that it doesn't go to the Kohen and Bayevil, that it's referring to a son being pointed to the field of his father and not to a brother being pointed to the field of his brother. And that is based on the exact pecha that we mentioned by the Gei Yibam, that Klum Yeshibam El B'Makim Shem Ben, and therefore if we would actually go and say that Hachatati V'Hachachodo, it would actually come out to circular reasoning, and of course that would not work. Although the Gemara mentioned that Ma'amid Seben, she can come takas of Liyad L'Steachuzo, that does not create actually two different items where the son is greater than the brother, Gufa, based on this pecha of Klum Yeshibam El B'Makim Shem Ben. Before we continue, let's point out the end of Taisis Dibur Maschal Ma'abed Nisaben, she can come takas of Liyad L'Steachuzo, and Taisis Eas Bin Taima, Amayla Kamalei Nachla de Ben Koydim Lach, that why don't we also say that it's a mile of a son over a brother, as of course, been negated, the dinam of inheritance, a son takes precedence over a person's brother. And Taisis answers, Vish Lemad Lechoshev Elahan Vlesno Ba'achlal, that the only thing that the Gemara is counting are things that a brother doesn't have at all, this no ben, and even so, a son can do so. Avon nachla isinami ba'ach b'makom sheim ben ubas. However, b'negei inheritance, even though it's true that a son would inherit prior to a brother, but the maisa brother is in the din of nachla. Therefore, the Gemara did not bring this down as one of the milas of a son over a brother. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa mentioned a mavriya ina vedes lo yisaben lo yisabas. If the adin dies, then a mavriya will go out free, as there is no requirement for her to work, not for his son and not for his daughter. The Gemara continues, minani mili. How do we know this? The Gemara continues that after the Torah speaks about the din of Anokah in Pashas Re'ei, and then the Pasuk speaks about the din of Anitzah, and the Pasuk states, V'lekachtas ha-matzeh v'nesata ba'ozni v'adelas v'hoi l'cha evet oilom v'afla maslo tasa kein. The Gemara states, Hakesha kosel v'nitzah, that the Torah is makish the din of Amar Vriya to the din of Anitzah, man nitzah ino ibed leis ha-benim leis ha-bas. Just like if the Odin of Anitzah dies, that the din is that he does not work for the son or the daughter of the Odin, and Anitzah is yoitzah b'mises ha-Odin, and as the Gemara will explain a bit later on this Amid, that since the Torah states the Pasuk of Avadu La'olam b'negei Anitzah, so we learn out that Anitzah will only be an Eved to the Adon, but he will not be an Eved to the son. Since the Pasuk states, V'afla Moschel Taschakein, so Afla Maria, Ena Evedus, Leis HaBen, Leis HaBas, also Maria will be Yitzah b'mises Adon, and will not have to work for the son or for the daughter. And the Gemara is, V'ahayla Moschel Taschakein, Hakidasa, how can you say that you use the Pasuk of La Moschel Taschakein for this Drasha, and the din is that she would go out b'mises Adon, Hami Bailil Chedetanya, we need it for another drasha based on the following brisa that states, since the Torah in Parshas Emor is speaking about the din of Hanukkah, and then afterwards it says, Va'afla Masul Tasakain, therefore we learn out that just like there's a din of Hanukkah, but again, evidently, the same din of Hanukkah applies to Amar Ria. As the brisa teaches us, that when the Pasuk says, Va'afla Masul Tasakain, it's going on Lahanik, that there's a din of Hanukkah, but again, Amar Ria. And the Gemara is, At the Oim Lahanik, do we say that this Pasuk is coming to teach us that Amar Ria has a din of Hanukkah, or do we say that since the Pasuk of Afla Masal Tasakain is right after the Din of Nirtzah, so maybe it's teaching us that the Din of Nirtzah applies even to Amar Ria? And the Gemara explains, since the Pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim B'negei Nirtzah states that if the Eved will say that I love my master and I love my wife and children and therefore I don't want to leave, he will become a Nirtzah. And since the Pasuk uses the term Ha Eved, therefore we learn out it's only by an Eved Ivri, V'loy Amar Ria, and not by an Amar Ria. Therefore we see that the Pasuk cannot be speaking about a Nirtzah as an Amar Ria cannot become a Nirtzah. Therefore, Hamani Mekayim Va'afla Masal Tasakain, what is the Torah teaching us when it says Va'afla Masal Tasakain is not going back on a din of Ritzia, and it must be going back on a din of Hanukkah, and Lahanik, that the din is that Amar Ria receives Hanukkah just like an Eved Ivri. But the Maisa we see that the words Va'afla Masal Tasakain is already used in order to teach us that Amar Ria receives Hanukkah, and how can you say that the words Va'afla Masal Tasakain is coming to teach you just like a Nirtzah goes out with Mises Adain, and Amar Ria also goes out with Mises Adain? Gemara answers, if it would be only coming to teach us one din, then the Torah should say, Va'afla Masakain, my tasa, why did it say, Va'afla Masakain, Shmas Mino Tati? Therefore, we learn out both in him, number one, that Hanukkah applies to Amaria, number two, that Amaria is Yoitza b'Mises Ha'odain. Gemara continues and discusses the Braisa that stated, Hanirza v'animkal Ovechavim, in Ovech Leisa Ben, Leisa Bas, that Nirza and Ovech Ivri, their sultan Ovechavim, is Yoitza b'Mises Ha'odain. We already mentioned the din of Nirza beforehand, As the Gemara explains, Nirtza, how do we know that Nirtza is Yotza by Mrs. Odin? Yechsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashmin Shpadim states, V'yotza Adonav says Limba Matzeya V'avodi Lo'ilam, the Nirtza will be an Eved to the Odin forever, and therefore we learn out, V'avodi Lo'ilam, he's only an Eved to the Odin, V'lo Yisaben, V'lo Yisabas, but he will not be an Eved for the son and for the daughter, and the Nirtza is Yotza by Mrs. Odin. And the Gemara continues, Nimkalev Chav Menayin, and we know that Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy goes out by Mrs. Odin, and the Gemara answers, Amar Chizkiya, Chizkiya explains, Amar Kra, that the Pasuk says in Pashm Bahar, Benegayan Eved Ivri that sold to a guy, the Chishav im Kineo, the Kraven should make a Cheshbim with the buyer, and they should redeem this Eved Ivri from the guy, and we learn out, Veloyim Yarsha Kineo, that they would only redeem the Eved Ivri from the actual buyer, but this calculation would never be made with the Yarshim of the buyer, since if the buyer died, the Eved Ivri would go out in any case. Therefore, we see that the Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy goes out, but Mises Adain, and we will stop over here.